Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Thank you, boys, and welcome to episode number 95.
Yeah, not just five. Hey there, Waxters. Welcome back. My name is Tim Hunter. This is the Wacky Week podcast. I'm going a bit on the cheesy side with the music this week because we lost a local legend here in Seattle. If you grew up around here in the 50s or 60s, they had several live TV shows for kids back then. It was, you know, J.P. Patches and Gertrude. And over there in King 5 was the King's Clubhouse with Stan Borison, the Scandahoovian hoot. That turned out to be a really nice guy with a knack for writing silly songs and playing the accordion like nobody else. As fate would have it, by working at Como Radio in the early 80s with Larry Nelson, I got to meet Stan. So I didn't know him as a child's TV show host. I got to know him just as a kind of a crazy guy. And every now and then, Stan would come into Como. I'd get to hang out with him. And eventually, he invited me over to his house, and we wrote some parody songs together, some of which actually made it onto one of his Christmas albums. And while digging through some papers under the house recently, I actually found the original handwritten lyrics. Man, Stan and I did stay in touch over the years after Como. We even had him come by the KLSY studios one year and sit in. We're going to be hearing that, and I had only felt right to dedicate this week's Wacky Week podcast to Stan and all the fun he gave the world in his 91 years. I'm going to play a couple of visits with Stan, the one with the KLSY gang, and boy, management was cringing when we brought him in, but everybody loved it. But first, we're going to start things out with one of those great Como visits with Stan and Gina and everybody. And I'm going to leave in some of the commercials and stuff just because it gives you a good idea of what 1980s Seattle radio was like. Enjoy.
Good morning, everybody. 8:15. Gary Johnson from Como Sports will be joining us in just a second. This has been really a fun morning. Stan Borison has joined us this morning in the Como studios, as he does every year, and as always, people call in and say,
"Yes, I'd like to get a request from Stan Morrison."
Sure, go ahead.
All I want for Christmas is my upper plate.
Your upper plate?
Right. I'm losing weight without my plate. It has to do with losing the upper plate.
I'll tell him. Is that what is that, Stan? I don't know that song.
That's on the album.
How
believe,
does it?
Believe it or not. All I want for Christmas is my upper plate. I'm losing weight without my plate. I got my lowers, but I need my upper plate so I can eat my Christmas turkey.
Oh, that's what. Gary, do you remember Stan? You weren't up here, were
I'm
you?
I'm a Cornhusker,
that's
remember.
That's right. Yeah, you don't. You, boy, I'll tell you. Are you enjoying?
I'm enjoying this because Yogi Jorgensen stole all of Stan's material, and that's what I heard back in Nebraska,
No, I've been singing his for years.
Oh! You
know. Oh, yeah. He's from Tacoma, though, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Harry
Sterry? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to California and joined Al Pierce and his gang, you know, with Tizzy Lish and Elmer Blurp. And then he wrote...
Elmer Blurp?
Elmer Blurp. You know, he was the guy that says, I hope nobody's home,
hope. Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, I do. I hope. What was that one question, Stanley? Somebody wanted to know if your real name was...
someone phoned in. Is your real name Sigjorn Bjornsson? And it says, the caller says he probably won't admit it. Well, that's be news to my mother. She named me Stanley Edwards.
Yeah,
back in 1925 at the Everett General.
Everett what?
Everett General Hospital.
Oh, okay. We'll be back with Stan Borison and Leif High up in the Como Air Patrol and fun, frivolity, and Christmas music right here on Como. But first, it's sports time with Gary Johnson.
Lara took Penn State 20 hours with flight delays to travel.
Don't you dare forget Victrola's Stan. I'm already with Stan Borison on Cape.
Oh, yes, and then you brush off your tie.
And your lapels.
Your lapel. And that other thing that sticks out a little bit below you, that or that great big stomach that's... The market averages this morning are up slightly, Lara and Stan. The Dow figure up 4 points, 1,259, with 33 million shares having traded. The volume list includes American Express up 3/8 at 32. Our old friend Pat Carr has been doing very nicely this year, and for the last couple of days, it's up another dollar a share. Pat Carr quoted now $118 a bit. Holy mackerel, that's a high whistle. And GE's been doing nicely today, and yesterday is up another three quarters. Boeing 46 is up an eighth, so things are good at the old stock market.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Stay with us now. Stan's going to stay with us, okay? Do you remember a caller from Camano Island, Stan? Rita, my clam?
Oh, Frida.
Frida, my clam.
Frida, my clam, yes.
How did that go? I don't recall that.
Oh, don't you remember?
No.
Frida, my clam digger sweetheart, I love you madly, I need you badly, I am so crazy nuts about you. That's how it goes.
A Morning with Stan Morrison on KOMO. Stay with us. It's 8:25.
In the heart of Bellevue, you'll find a square. Some wondrous things await you there.
Hi, I'm Cindy Cummy-Mai, gemologist at Goldmaster Custom Jewelers. I'd like to personally invite you to come in, see our beautiful store, and meet our staff of experienced designers and jewelers. You know, the nicest part about working at Goldmaster Custom Jewelers is that we get to help you create the perfect gift for that special person in your life. And because we have our own manufacturing facilities in store, you won't have to wait a long time for your creation. Now, if you have jewelry that needs repair, come to Goldmaster too. We'll do our best to give you same-day service. Whatever your jewelry needs, come to Goldmaster Custom Jewelers in Bellevue Square's New Wing on the second level and downtown Kirkland. Let our experienced designers and jewelers help create an expression of your love in a beautiful piece of jewelry. Bellevue
Square. I don't know, Stanley, if you're aware of how much impact you have had on far-flung things. For example,
tell him how he changed the regulations at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My daughter Katie, in 1970, went back to college there, to Carnegie, and there was only one other young man from the Northwest, a Tacoma boy, who also had been a fan of Stan's when they were kids, and they taught their friends back there to sing Zero Dacus. Well, come breakfast time, they also taught them about Wheaties Sundays. Nobody back there had ever heard of having ice cream for breakfast, and so soon, all of the people back there were eating Wheaties Sundays. They had to put locks on the freezers of the cafeterias there at Carnegie because of Stan Morrison and his Wheaties Sundays.
Now, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm just ashamed. That's what.
Don't you have a television special coming up?
Yes, on the 25th. That's Christmas Day at 9 o'clock in the morning on another channel I did over there. And say, people have asked where we're going to be at on February 7th. I'm going to have my whole orchestra out at Quinn's Fish Market for a benefit for the Ballard Community Hospital. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
That'll be fun. And you know, you support the Ballard Community
Hospital. I certainly do.
Their modernization.
Mm-hmm.
So that's February 7th. And Peter Letter will be, he's a pianist for the symphony. You know, he'll be there. And Hal Champ and Chuck Bennett and Ted Simon and me, and we'll be putting on a show out there.
Okay. Now, your daughter.
Yeah, oh, Ann?
Yeah, I want to ask you about Ann.
Well, Ann, we asked her not to go away to college. She met someone from far away, so
right.
She stayed at the U and met this wonderful guy. His name is Eric Broughton, and he was an exchange student, and they live in Oslo, Norway.
In Oslo, Norway?
And they just flew in for Christmas with our little granddaughter, Christina, who's 5 months old.
You hadn't seen her before?
We saw her in July. When she was
born. Oh, what a blessing.
Oh, she's so cute.
That's fantastic.
And, Grandma Barbara is home there babysitting right now.
Oh, boy. I think Leif has a special treat for us up in the Como Air Patrol.
It's Como Christmas time in downtown Ballard. It's the happiest season all day. When family and friends all get together for good time, good wishes and good cheer. It's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Santa's on his way with all the children singing and Rudolph with his sleigh. It's Como Christmas time in downtown Ballard. It's the happiest season of the year. It's Como Christmas time in downtown Ballard. Larry plays the music for us all. Brian gives the news and Ramsey weather. And Bob Rundle, well, he is playing ball. Kathleen does the cooking and Ted is on the loose. Stan Morrison is singing about the Christmas goose. It's Como Christmas time in downtown Ballard. It's the happiest season of the year.
Hey, Leif.
Hi there.
A good year.
Well, good year to you too, and to all the listeners in the Como country.
Thank you, Leif, so much.
Thank you.
God bless to you and your family and SAS and Stanley to you. The phones continue to ring. We can't possibly get to a tenth of the callers who want to call in. They want to talk to you. They want you to play this. They want you to play that. It's just impossible. They really love you here in Como country.
Well, I just want to say, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Stanley. Thank you. And we'll see you next year.
Oh, you sure will.
This is the story about a man with a story he couldn't remember. In other words, What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Zero docus, moocha crocus, hallabalooza bub. That's the secret password that we use down at the club. And zero docus, moocha crocus, hallabalooza fan means now you are a member of King's TV Club with Stan and Nomo and Hey You and Foghorn Peterson and Pepita the Flea and Victorola.
Wow,
awesome.
Stan Morrison. Welcome.
I can still remember it.
That's great.
Now, when was King's Clubhouse was on Channel 5 in the 50s?
Channel 5,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you get started? 50?
Well, I started at King in 1949 ended up in 1967, 18 years. And
wow.
That was the club, King's Clubhouse, it was called, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had a lazy hound dog, a basset hound, on the show named No Motion.
That's right.
And when the dog died, they canceled the show.
Oh, no.
And that's how I found out who the star was.
Oh, that's funny. In a sad way, that's funny.
Yeah.
So now you're still out. I mean, this is a busy... I've been trying to get a hold of Stan for days, and we've been playing telephone tag. This is such an incredibly busy time of year for you, because you're playing mm-hmm. everywhere. You've got a whole slew, two CDs worth of Christmas.
Yes, that's right.
Songs.
And some of those you wrote.
I know.
If you
that's
remember.
My little claim to
in
fame.
In our kitchen.
Yeah, we sat around in his house for, I don't know how long that took, but
well,
it seemed like forever.
How long ago was this?
Oh,
this
is 17, 18 years ago or something
Seriously.
Like that.
Seriously.
I suppose it is.
Yeah.
Wow. That was the Fracture Christmas album.
Right.
And that one had Lena Got Run Over by a Reindeer mm-hmm. and... What else?
Ingerbread and I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, here comes Ingerbread.
Here comes Ingerbread.
Glad it's time for Ludafisk again.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, we got you here. You got your accordion. Do you want to give us a little tune?
Okay.
That'd be great. They all start the same way. Ever notice that?
Yeah.
Accordion songs all start the same way.
Yeah.
Little chord.
I do.
Yeah.
Here's the one they want me to sing.
Okay.
Sleigh bells ring, and I am listening, but I am turning and twisting. Because I'm itching up here and then I'm scratching down there. I'm walking in my winter underwear. Now the front is all battered and then the back is all tattered. But when I'm cold to the core, I crawl through the trap door and up into my winter underwear. Well, I don't care if it rains or snows or freezes. I am so warm, I just don't give a hoot. I put on all the stockings I can locate, and then I wear two pair of trousers with my suit. But when I start to perspire, yeah, then it sets me on fire. Because I'm itching up here, and then I'm scratching down there. I'm walking in my winter underwear. I got them at Nordstrom's.
Hey,
boy, there's a bunch of Swedes that are doing good, you guys.
Wow.
Walking in my winter underwear. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The musical heart of Ballard. Stan, are you the mayor of Ballard yet, Stan Morrison?
No, but I was out there last night. It was Fisherman's Night last night in Ballard.
Oh.
And there was 500 fishermen there at the Eagles.
Oh, sure.
And we had a wonderful time. They had just tons of all kinds of seafood, everything you could imagine.
Oh, I bet they get the best.
Yeah, and the salmon was fabulous.
Wow. Now, you got a new album out that's non-Christmas. I asked him, well, why don't you do another Christmas one? He said, you've done all the songs there are.
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
We took 24 beautiful tunes and ruined them.
Yeah,
and
that's probably enough. On the new album, he's got, including an Ichiro at Bat.
Oh, incredible. Look at
911, Alert, It's Hard to Be Humble, Tennessee Waltz, Pledge of Allegiance, all kinds of good stuff. So anyway, you got that going. Mm-hmm. And you're also, you lead tours.
Yes. My wife, Barbara, and I started 17 years ago. We started touring the United States, you know. And she was a meeting planner, and I was running around the country playing. And so we weren't seeing much of each other, so we started this tour company so we could get together. And, now we did Switzerland 3 times last year.
Wow.
And our big one this year will be flying over to Munich, and then doing Linderhof, Ludwig's castles, and then we're going to go down the Danube River on this beautiful boat called the Mozart, and we'll stop at Vienna and Budapest and castles and things along the way. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Switzerland, Germany. So now, I've noticed that you're picking places that won't run you out of town because you've got an accordion. These are brilliant locations.
I know.
So brilliant.
You can find out about the tours at stanborson.com. So you do music, you do tours. Have you ever done any teaching?
Teaching? No, I never have taught.
Really?
No. I had a store over in Ballard, on Market Street, which is now a karate studio.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
In Ballard. Uh-huh. I can't believe it.
Yeah, no kidding. You think there'd be at least one accordion studio in Ballard. The reason we ask is that Alice has inherited an old family heirloom.
That's what I see it over there.
It's a Stradella.
Stradella.
A Stradella Petite.
Well, it must be Italian, then.
It's beautiful, but I have no idea.
I had it for dinner last night.
No, you didn't.
Stradella Petite. This is a family
accordion. Alice actually is sort of musical. Was it bassoon or
saxophone?
Yeah, I played sax and bassoon. So I'm a wind instrument. Yeah. I'm pretty good at that.
You don't even know how to open that. Open the case.
All right.
I think we're having trouble already.
That is trouble.
We're going to take a break here. Alice has an accordion, and Stan Borson, the number one accordion player probably in the world,
look at that,
is going to teach her how to play it next.
Yes.
We've got Stan Borson here, who is a host of the King's Clubhouse, the show that everyone who was born and raised in Seattle watched when TV began in the late 40s all the way through the early 60s. I'm not kidding around. And he's got his accordion here. And
Alice has her accordion here.
Yeah, this is something you got through from an inheritance?
Yeah.
It's from a crazy aunt or
it
something?
Came
or what?
To me from one of my drunken grandmothers.
Alice, this is your side of the family? Because Alice's husband, John, just dragged this thing in. Mm-hmm. And, boy, that thing looks like...
Isn't it pretty, though? It's very ornate.
Wow.
It's very
ornate. Looks
like ornate.
Something from The Godfather.
It's like a 30s movie. Got a lot of zircons in there.
Yeah.
Now, okay, first of all, am I holding it the right way? Is this the way you...
Yes, it looks fine to me. Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is the side that... Because, it's kind of a workout, going back and forth.
If you just joined us, we've asked Stan Borson to give Alice an accordion lesson. She has never played this before. She's had it
sitting in the attic. It's hard to believe that.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe you've never played before.
Now, Alice, on the button side, which is the cording side,
there should be
a middle C button there with a little zircon on the top of it.
What are all those? All those are different keys?
A zircon? What's a zircon?
Now,
it looks like a computer keyboard on acid.
Well, it's really kind of an organized machine, though, because C is in the middle, and if you go up one button, it's G, and then D, and then E,
When you push the buttons, several of them go down at the same time.
And these are what you call the cording?
It's supposed to be that way.
Oh, it isn't?
Only one is supposed to be
down. And it's easier to make the bellows go when you have a button down.
Well,
I was trying to do it without... Oh, now I get it. This is awesome.
And I love that tune, whatever it is.
It's called Strangling the Accordion Player.
Yeah, Stan Borson leaving when the world really could use a few more laughs. It is kind of sad to think of the last time I talked with him, and here's the story. I was meeting a buddy, Stan Orchard, from Como Radio, down at the Seattle Center for lunch, and it was about 20 minutes in. He still hadn't shown up, so I got on my cell phone, and I dialed up Stan. Hit the button. Woman answered. I said, hey, may I speak to Stan, please? And Stan got on. I said, hey, Stan, where are you? We're supposed to be at lunch. He said, we are? I said, yeah, we're going to meet at the Center House, and you're not here, and I don't know. What's going on? Are you late? He says, well, I don't know. And the more he talked, the more I realized, oh, my God, this is Stan Borison, not Stan Orchard. And then I said, Stan, look, I'm sorry. I've dialed the wrong number. Click. And that was it. The last time I talked to Stan Borison, he hung up on me. They all can't be great stories. There you go. And that is going to do it for this week's edition of the Wacky Week podcast. My name is Tim Hunter. Going to wander this way for now, but let's get together again next week. And between now and then, asking you to do me this one simple favor and laugh a little, would you? You betcha.